federal retirees would see a boost in their cost of living adjustments under a new bill in the House. California Democrat John Garamendi wants to change the math on COLA calculations for seniors. Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers joins me with more. Meredith, tell us about this bill.
The bill is called the CPIE Act, and what it does is it calculates cost of living adjustments for senior retirees using the Consumer Price Index for the elderly. COLAs are currently calculated using the CPIE for urban wage earners and clerical workers, or the younger workforce that we all know from the 9-to-5ers. And that's been the case for decades, since COLAs were first put in place in 1972. The Bureau of Labor Statistics didn't have the CPIE at the time, and only the one for younger workers. But now that we do have this data, advocates are saying it's time for a change.
All right, so COLAs are calculated how?
So retiree COLAs are supposed to be based on the rise in the CPI from the third quarter of the current year. So
Consumer Price Index.
Yes, the Consumer Price Index from the third quarter of the current year. So July, August, September over the third quarter of the previous year. That means every year is a little bit different. And recently, the COLA has been particularly low. Here's Richard Thissen. He's the president of the National Active and Retired Federal Employees Association.
What this bill says to seniors is that your cost of living adjustment will more accurately reflect your cost of living. The 2017 COLA was 0.3%. 0.3. And the year before, there was no COLA at all. Yet over these 2 years, the actual cost of living incurred by seniors increased by 2.7%. 2.1% in 16, and 0.6% in 2015, which should have been reflected in the 16 and 17 COLAs. That is what seniors should have received, and that is what this bill will provide them.
That was Richard Thissen, the president of the National Active and Retired Federal Employees Association. So the Labor Department uses the Consumer Price Index to measure the inflation or deflation nationwide on a monthly basis. And what's at the heart of this issue is that senior retirees are on a fixed income, but as they get older, their expenses can increase. Here's Congressman Garamendi.
If you take a look at what a senior is spending money on, it's really different than what a 30-year-old individual married with a kid or two is spending money on. They're probably driving back and forth to work a lot. They're commuting. They have expenses associated with their life. It's just different. When you become a senior, suddenly, let's see, you've got this pill, you've got a whole box full of pills. They're expensive, and they're escalating in cost much more rapidly than the general cost of living. They also have to have, and probably, they have somebody come in to take care of the house because they're no longer able to do that. Maybe they have a respite care situation, all of which comes out of their pocket. So those costs are not calculated in the normal cost of living index for workers.
That was Congressman John Garamendi, the sponsor of this bill.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. The fact is that no matter what the COLA calculation is going to be, it's not going to cover a doubling of drug prices.
Right.
Or if you go from what you are paying for your mortgage to paying for some in-home care or a facility, you go from whatever your mortgage was to $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 a month. So maybe it makes a tiny dent, but
yeah, they said it's going to be right now based on the inflation, it would be about $950 extra dollars per year for seniors. But you know, that's just $1,000 there. But the idea is over the years that really adds up.
Does this bill have any chance?
Well, I asked the congressman why it's taken this long to change this calculation, and he said there is a fear of meddling with Social Security. But he said more people are working as a result of just normal growth of the economy, and wages are increasing faster than the cost of living increases for the elderly. Now, the bill already has more than 20 co-sponsors, and that's just a year out from midterm elections. Here's Garamendi again.
We're going to work this. We're going to work this throughout this year. We'll look forward to next year. When we hopefully be able to put some real momentum behind this from additional support that we've gained across the United States, additional members of Congress and the Senate that'll recognize it. And next year is an election year. And approximately 50% of the people that vote in the congressional districts across this nation are 50 years of age and older. They are interested in this bill. This is their life. This is their paycheck, or this is their insurance check. And this is their ability to buy groceries and things that they need. So I think they're going to be interested, keenly interested, and therefore members of Congress facing an election where half of their electorate is going to be positively affected by this will have a much more positive view of this legislation.
Well, the question is, what does the Congressional Budget Office score it at? And I guess that's not known yet at this point.
Yeah, this just got dropped at the end of February and just went across the desk earlier this month.
I mean, interesting, Representative Garamendi could look at the CBO's reports on the future of Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is, regardless of what he says about the worker base and wages rising, the actuarial issues with Social Security would only be exacerbated by this bill. Not to say it's not a good idea. I mean, it might be a good idea. We're not taking sides here. But there's a lot more considerations he's not quite bringing to the table here.
Yeah, I think there's just a hope of making sure it's even playing field for, or not even playing field, but things get more expensive as you get older, but you're not working as much. And so there's got to be some way to kind of meet that in between.
The future of Social Security and many of these entitlement programs might be some move toward means testing. I mean, there are a large number of wealthy seniors.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to have the same policy for people that retire as multimillionaires versus people on a fixed pension or a fixed income or maybe no income, just what they've been able to save?
So right.
There's a lot of questions I think this raises.
Yeah, and you mentioned the word entitlement, and that was part of the discussion at this announcement for the bill. And it was like, whether you're a multimillionaire or just your average Joe worker, it's not even an entitlement anymore. It's like what you have earned. It's this insurance plan that you've been paying into whatever job you're doing, whether it's a CEO or you're just a dishwasher. And so you should have the right to be able to retire and not have to worry about making ends meet when you are not working anymore.
Well, that's one view, yeah. I mean, the fact is Social Security is a pay-as-you-go system.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tax on payroll on a certain amount of what you earn. And if you exceed that, you don't pay taxes on it. The benefit is in some way related to what you had earned, but it's really not that you have an account in your name somewhere and you're getting that money back. It's a pay-as-you-go system in which there are some artifices in an accounting sense. And so I just wonder when Congress is going to get around to a comprehensive way to ensure the viability of Social Security, which, as he points out, is an extremely popular and for many people important program.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll definitely be interesting. And I think this kind of gets the ball rolling, at least in looking at, okay, we've got to make some kind of change or at least address the issue because voters are getting older. Congress is getting older.
Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, who's not getting older. Thanks so much for that update.
Thanks, Tom.